grandfather.
He uses Dan White's gun, the .38 Smith & Wesson, to motivate in a kind of really provocative way the character of John into killing off a part of himself that he hates. But
what is that part?
It's about 100 things. One of them is his self-hatred as a gay man. It is his anger at losing his dad. Kill off the part of himself that's protecting himself. You know, there's a line in the play where John admits that he always thought that it was his mother who was trying to protect herself from grieving so that she could hold on to her husband. And he realizes that he's the one who's been holding on, that maybe his mother did, but it's also really him. And the boy, right from the beginning, is not going to let go. And that just seeps into the character so that 30 years later, or 33 years later, what the character has done is create a kind of shell of a human being that has a lot of self-motivated anger and cynicism and bitterness and incapacity for intimacy, and that all that is in the body of a self that needs to be killed. And the body of that self is embodied theatrically by his grandfather, whom he doesn't recognize as his grandfather because, as in my story, he never met his grandfather. In fact, none of our family did. My mother did, I think. I'm not sure. But he was sort of excised from my grandmother's life and my father's life when my father was very young. He was never talked about. All I know about him is that he was a prison guard at San Quentin. And there's an apocryphal story that's I don't know if it's apocryphal. I think it might be apocryphal. The bringing my dad to San Quentin was one of the instigating reasons for my dad's very strong stand against capital punishment. Whether that's true or not, it's a nice story. So it's put in the play as a way of anchoring the reason for the prison guard being there.